WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk. Senator Gary Forby joining us on the line this morning. Morning, Gary. How are you?
Good, Tom. How are you doing? Sunshine is pretty outside.
Yeah. Right? Well, and they keep talking about all these clouds. I was like, come on. It's not been so bad so far. Hey, you know, the House picking up that Senate bill. The House had sent over the bill 3.8. Senate did some changes, sent back over to the House, and approval yesterday. The Senate had a veto-proof vote on that. The House is unable to come up with that. That goes to the governor's desk. What do you think after this meeting? Will we see this move forward?
Well, Tommy, you know, when I hear Republicans talking at home, they're all saying you're going to see some different votes out of them. Then we come back, and I thought there might be some different votes out of them this time, but when we came up here, they voted the same. But the issue is, you know, when you got SIU, John A. Logan, and RSF, and tell them it's an appropriation bill. And, you know, the Republican says, well, that don't mean the money's there. You might not get money. But they tell me, all the SIU, Gary, I want you to vote for this. John A. Logan, I want you to vote for this. Because we don't care. Put us in line. He said, you know, appropriation bill, they might not get all their money. They might just get a fourth of it, or they might just get a third of it. He said, if we can get anything, Gary, it might keep us going. So we want you to vote for it. Put us in a pipeline. Let us stand in line for our money. Because the state got tax money coming in every day. So, you know, I don't know where we're at on that tax bill. I mean, I think there's about $32 billion coming in that we can spend on budget. I think the judicial system has took some of that the courts made them they're going to have to spend. But some of that money is going to keep coming in all year, and they don't know if there's going to be a budget in November. And some of them says, Tom, you know what? And they're telling me, hey, we might have a 4 years for our budget.
All right.
So definitely put us in line. And the governor does not have to spend this money. That's the only, all we're doing is giving him authority to spend money, if there's any money there, and if wherever he wants to spend it. So that's what the appropriation bill does.
See, now that's interesting, because what you're saying is $3.9 billion, but if the governor wants to take something out of that, then he's welcome to do so. And I think the other interesting line here, Gary, is that the administrators of these schools see this appropriation as getting them in line when you thought they would already be in line, but technically they're not. I mean, I understand that line, I think.
And the big thing, Tom, is why I think it needs to be done, school needs funds. The governor went down to SIU. He said, SIU, we want you to cut this, we want you to cut that, we want you to do this, we want you to cut back, do that. You know what? SIU's done what the governor wanted him to do. John A. Logan done what the governor wanted to do. So, you know, them guys ought to be rewarded for getting done what he wanted them to do.
Now, what about your visit at John A. Logan College earlier this week? I suppose that's where, when you talked about we want you to vote for this, Gary, that you heard that quite a bit at John A. on Monday.
I haven't heard any school district tell me not to vote on it. They're all telling me what to vote on. They all want to get in line, and they all think maybe they got to get some money. And, you know, and every one of them, we get up and hear their talk, said, you know, the governor asked us to cut that John A. Logan cut, so we cut. We've done this. We went back where the governor told us. He said, we don't know how to do a budget. He said, Gary, even SIU said, Gary, give us a number. Is it 5%? Is it 10%? Is it 14%? So we don't like that. We don't want to do that. But you know what? If we had a number, then we know what to work with. As of now, we don't know if it's 5% or going to be 30% cut.
Yeah.
We can't do a budget. We don't really know what to do.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was speaking with John Bradley yesterday morning, and he was thinking that they might have a revenue number by the end of the week, because I asked him to let me know what that is, because I was curious after hearing the $32 billion number whether we would hear that again. By the way, on the subject of John A. Logan, the Board of Trustees have announced the regular meeting for the Board of Trustees. The community college will be held at 6:30. Tuesday, April 26th at the boardroom. Now, the reason for the early start and the change is to accommodate an interactive session with the John A. Logan College Student Senate prior to conducting regular business. We'll remind you again, that's coming up Tuesday the 26th at 6:30. That's a time change. You know, I think for some people, Gary, yesterday when we heard Peabody Coal filing for bankruptcy protection, that, you know, if you look back historically, that would be like the Microsoft of Southern Illinois saying, we quit, we're going bankrupt. I mean, you and I are old enough to remember, you and I had friends who go, where do you work? I work at Peabody. and you had the truck, you had the boat, you had the home, you had the kids, you had the money. And times have changed now, haven't they?
They have changed, Tom. The major reason, one of the major reasons it's changed is because there's no budget. I'm telling you, like, when you come in the state is not paying our bills. We don't have a budget. We don't know where we're going. Is the government going to hold, not have a budget for 4 years? Are they going to put this state down? And kids in SIU is not going to SIU now. They're going to take off and go to another state. When they go to another state, they don't come back home. There's no win, Tom. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. There's no win not doing a budget. There is absolutely all it does is crucify. And a lot of people don't see it yet, but it's going to get to them. I mean, they might think that they're smiling now, they're going to get to them. But no, it's coming to them. They just wait and see. It's a domino effect, just has not hit them yet.
What can be done in light of, because you've got literally Hillary Clinton out there and just a few weeks back saying, I'm going to put coal miners out of job. And I'm trying to come up with a time that I've ever heard a president of or a candidate say, I'm going to put an entire sector out of work, and it's an energy sector. I can't even imagine a presidential candidate saying, I'm putting coal miners out of work when this country is desperate for jobs. But that's the situation we're in.
I think you hear that talk, Tom, but the same like we're doing in the Senate, they got to have supermajority. It's got to be veto-proof, and right now they're not veto-proof. And that's why it is good to have two parties. And one side can't get everything they want. The other side can't get everything they want. But you know what? They might come to the middle and find a ground that everybody can work with. And that's what this is all about. And that's what the state of Illinois needs to do. They need to come to the middle and find a working ground. And I really think the Senate has done that, Tom. Even the governor now said, we passed the pension bill. Now he's coming back up. We go, hey, I'm for the Senate pension bill now. Well, we passed it 2 years ago.
Right.
And we got a workman comp bill. You know, we're working on it. We've got it sitting on ready. When he wants to negotiate, when he wants to do stuff, we're ready to go, but we can't get anybody else to on board.
What about Senate President John Cullerton's gas tax proposal? We've got two columns here, one, 30 cents a gallon, or 1.5, and we put a device in your car and monitor every mile you drive. How do you think that's going to be accepted?
Tom, this is brand new to me. I just opened my phone up a while ago, and I've seen a little bit on that, and he has not. We were in caucus yesterday. He did not bring that up. So this is, he said, and my phone, I read, is fixed potholes and stuff like that. And I, you know, my first impression, you know, I don't have an answer for that, and I'm not for it right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does for sure.
Illinois is one of only seven states that charges a sales tax at the gas pump.
We got more tax than probably any state in the United States, don't we?
We do. We have more taxing bodies than any other state in the union. The last time I saw saw a count on that, there's been a lot of concern and already about next year's K-12 education funding. Been communicating with Michael Gouch electronic texting and back and forth about some of the comments on this. And I know Andy Menar, you and I had spoke briefly about this. The meeting was earlier this week. What's your thought on the school formula? Can this be changed, or are we going to get the $120 million the governor promised earlier in the week? K-12 funding, Senator Forby, what are you thinking for the coming 2017 year?
Well, the governor gave his governor's speech of the year, and he didn't have K-12 in there. So we don't know. The only thing he says, K-12 is going to get money. But in Springfield, Tom, only way you can see that anything gets done, you got to put it in writing, and you got to let the legislators vote on it. And if it's not in writing, it's a bunch of bull.
Okay.
I mean, even Andy Menard's thing, now then the governor's come up, I got a better deal for spending, You know, they're playing games with each other. Instead of playing games, sit down with each other, find a happy medium. Let's work. Let's help the people in our district. Our people are getting crucified. The whole state of Illinois is getting crucified. We've got to sit down and work things out and make it happen.
Senator Gary Forby. Hey, Gary, really things have been kind of a flurry of activity in Springfield this week and last week. But, I mean, of the items you and I have talked about, is there anything else on the agenda that you haven't already told us about that we need to be talking about or you want us to know about today?
Tommy, the only thing I want to know about is the budget. I mean, if it was up to me, we shut down all bills. There'd be no more bills. we'd be up here 24/7 and do nothing but talk about the budget. When we get this budget done, then we can talk about bills. Then we can talk about other agendas. Everything we want to do right now, the number one issue that's going to crucify everybody in my district is this budget.
Yeah, and school funding, of course, among that, higher education, yeah. Social services. I know I read, I think, some quotes from you. What was it? Big Brothers, Big Sisters shutdown? I think I read a story that you had some quotes on that. I think it was Centerstone, maybe?
Yeah, and how can you not help kids, senior citizens, worse, they can't help themselves? And that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know how you even throw them under the bus.
Right. Welcome to Illinois. News Radio WJPF Center, Gary Forby. Gary, thanks for your time. I know you got another busy day ahead, and I appreciate you starting your day with us. It's 8:34.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Gary.